My name is Full Metal Jackie. On the show with us this evening, Mr. Al Jorgensen of Ministry. How are you?
I'm just peachy, man. As peachy as one can be under this fascist-infected world that we're living through right now.
Yeah, it's definitely some scary times.
Yes, ma'am. Scary music for scary times.
Well, Al, you were adamant about not making another Ministry album after From Beers to Eternity. What changed your mind?
It was a sequence of events that was interesting, to say the least. First of all, I mean, we've got this orange in this president, so that's a start that changed my mind. But, I was asked that right literally 24 hours after Mike Scosser's death, my best friend and collaborator of 25 years. Well, when's Ministry touring next? Well, like now that Mikey's dead, and I'm just like, dude, this is not the time or place. I'm not thinking about Ministry. I doubt we'll do anything else. Literally, within 24 hours after his death, I had press asking me, like, Ministry plans when, you know, I could give a shit about Ministry at that point. I just, you know, wanted to grieve my friend. And I still wasn't planning on making a Ministry album, and I did a Surgical Meth Machine record by myself with an engineer, and in the making of that record, about halfway through, I got word of that, well, my old booking agent had booked us a tour in Europe, and we are contractually bound to do a Ministry tour. So I had to replace Mikey for a tour, so I didn't get sued for not, you know, fulfilling my contractual obligations. And went to Europe, put together a few new people in a band, and we started playing around Europe. And, you know, wasn't really into it at first, but when we started doing it, we actually sounded pretty good. So I said, well, when we get back from Europe, let's just see what we sound like jamming in a studio, which I haven't done since about 1995 or 4 or something like that. I think the last time I was in a studio with a band actually recording was probably on the album Filth Pig. So it'd been a long time. It's usually just me and an engineer and four walls and loudspeakers. But this was an actual band. So it was really organic in the way that it happened. And we actually sounded pretty good. So within that 1 week of just jamming in the studio, the basic skeletal structure, the template of this album was written in 1 week with just a few people jamming. So it came out really well, and I still wasn't sure if I was going to release it in Ministry, but all of a sudden we got this tangerine terror as president, and I was like, well, you know what? It sounds like it's time to do a Ministry record. So that was the evolution on the thought process of how this album came to be.
Al Jorgensen of Ministry with us. We're talking about the new Ministry record, Americant. It's out now. Antifa on Full Metal Jackie Radio. Full Metal Jackie, Al Jorgensen of Ministry is my guest on the show tonight. We're talking about the new album, Americant. And there are performances on the new Ministry album from guys from Fear Factory and NWA. What usually initiates the process of someone collaborating with you?
Pretty much that we're just buddies. We hang out. We have the same ideals, the same kind of thought process and things. And we all live in the LA area, so we just kind of got together and just jammed, and stuff came out well. Like I said, the original jamming for this album was me, Roy Mayorga, Tony Campos, Jason Christopher, Sin Quirin, Cesar Soto. We just went in the room and jammed, but afterwards we took it back to my studio, and then we just sat there for the next 6 months and added all the different layers on it, and that's when people would just pop by, whether it was Burton or Lord of the Cello, this crazy cellist guy I met up at the Pasadena Flea Market, or Arabian Prince, or DJ Swamp. They would just pop by the studio, see how things were progressing, and everyone knows that's worked with me. You can't walk into a studio with me without me going, well, don't just sit there and listen, do something, right? So I'm kind of like a taskmaster, slave driver, if you will. Probably a bad choice of words, but But either way, it's just like, you know, make yourself useful. So, it all turned out really good.
Al Jorgensen of Ministry, my guest on the show tonight. It's Full Metal Jacket. We're talking about the new Ministry album, which is called Americant, and it's out now. Going to take a quick break. Still to come this hour, we'll be hearing from Jamie Josta of Hatebreed for Josta's weekly pick from the pit. Going to check out a new tune from Dimmu Borgir. We've got Iron Maiden coming up. It's all on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie. Al Jorgensen of Ministry is my guest on the show tonight. We're talking about the new album, Americant. And it sounds like you felt driven to make this record. How much fulfillment is there in the process of being strongly compelled to do something?
Well, you know, there's lots of different ways to, you know, obviously the circumstances in society that we have right now, not only in America, but around the world, is pretty dangerous. The rise of fascism is here. It's not here to stay, but it's here right now. I mean, to me, fascism is kind of like herpes. It's just like you get your flare-ups of fascism. We had it in the 30s, right before World War II, and we're having it again now. Nothing a little bit of antibiotics and cranberry juice can't you know, kill it off. But either way, we're in a pretty perilous position in our societal cycles right now. And so, yes, that's compelling. But the main thing was just to do this album organically in the way that we did it. Like I said, it's been like over 20 years, 25 years or something since like I was in a studio with a band just riffing. And that was compelling enough for me musically. And then obviously topically, there's a lot going on that when you add the two together, it just seemed like the right thing to do.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Al Jorgensen of Ministry with us. The new Ministry album is called Americant, and it's out now. Quick break. Still to come this evening, the Death Clock Brutal pick of the week. We've got music from The Sword, music from Anthrax. Josta's weekly pick from The Pit is coming up right after this. It's Full Metal Jackie. Al Jorgensen of Ministry is my guest on the show tonight. We're talking about the new album, Americant, and it's a very direct societal commentary. How would you voice your political and social opinions and observations if you didn't have the platform of making music?
I would do it through other means, I'm sure. Fortunately, I have music to fall back on. But, you know, I think everyone should get involved in some sort or another, whether it's protesting or doing art of any form or just writing, which is also an art form. But you really need to document what's going on here. I mean, to me, this album is basically a snapshot of our times. It's like an old Polaroid snapshot. I felt more like a photographer on this album than I did a musician in some senses. Because I just look around at what's going on and took a snapshot. Very, very similar to like the series Black Mirror, okay? That's what this album reminds me of. If you want a cinematic equivalent to this album. It's pretty much like, okay, this is where we're at, and this is where we're going. Is this where you want to be? Because I sure in the know I don't want to be in this position. So you express yourself about what you see around you. So it's just basically interpreting, you know, holding up a mirror and interpreting what I'm seeing.
Al Jorgensen of Ministry with us. We're talking about the new Ministry album, Americant. This hour, the Death Clock Brutal pick of the week, also music from Avatar. We'll check out Howard Jones, former Killswitch Engage singer's new project, Light the Torch, and we'll have more with Al.
So really, who's to blame?
It's Full Metal Jackie. Al Jorgensen of Ministry is my guest on the show tonight. And it's an interesting time in American history. Clearly a source of discontent by the sound of Americant. How has the current social climate made you reevaluate and adjust your own moral compass?
My moral compass just remains the same. It's society is basically spinning out of control with a weaponized social media run by people with an agenda. What once started as the age of information with the internet has now become the age of disinformation. And through it all, I've managed to be a technological idiot. And so I haven't really been affected as much as other people. I've watched other people be affected by this. I don't use Facebook. I don't use Twitter, these kind of things. But I see how it's weaponized and how it's really divided society. And it's not something that I really wanted to be a part of. So my moral compass is basically the same. And I'm just a village idiot going around with a old Polaroid camera, taking pictures of it and showing it back to people and saying, okay, this is where you're at. Are you sure you want to be here?
It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up next, we'll get to music from Avatar. We'll be hearing from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. And we'll have more with our guest, Al Jorgensen of Ministry. It's Full Metal Jackie, Al Jorgensen of Ministry with us on the show. Americant, the new album, is what we're talking about tonight. The awareness of your lyrics has the potential to influence people. How does that affect your creativity, having that level of responsibility?
Oh, I don't consider it responsibility at all. I just calls them like I see them. It's like, you have a baseball game or a football game, you need umpires and refs. And that's basically all I am, is I'm just... And at this point, I'm definitely throwing a yellow flag and calling a game misconduct or whatever technical foul in basketball, whatever you want to call it. But it's not my responsibility to fix things. It's a collaborative effort by a lot of people to fix things. Anyone that tells you they can fix things, you immediately shouldn't trust. I mean, I think that's called fascism in my playbook. So I'm just calling it like I see it. That's it.
Full Metal Jackie, Al Jorgensen of Ministry with us. The new album for Ministry is called Americant, and it's out now. See Ministry out on the road. They'll be out through late April in the U.S. Al, thank you so much for taking the time. Really appreciate it.
No problems, Jackie.
It's Full Metal Jackie, and we've got more metal on the way.